Okay. To say it. So in these parshiyos that have to do with the Mishkan, it's a little bit of a, especially when it comes around the second time, sometimes a little bit of a challenge to connect to what's going on in the Mishkan. And it seems so far in the past, and it's all details. So I want to take out a certain idea that we can definitely apply to our lives that has to do with the Mishkan in general. I'm taking it from a sefer called Arvei Nachal. Sefer Arvei Nachal was written by Rav Eibeshitz, not Rav Yenison Eibeshitz. His name was Rav David Shlomo Eibeshitz. He was more well known for his comments on Shulchan Aruch. If you ever opened a page of Shulchan Aruch in the classic Shulchan Aruch, so one of the commentaries there is called the Levushei Srod. He lived about 250 years ago, and he wrote a sefer of drush called Arvei Nachal. And I'm taking this drush from Parshas Truma, but I took out this small point that has to do with Parshas Truma, and as we'll see, it's a beautiful drush on the concept of our relationship to the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. What I need to know is, though, okay, fine, here we go. You see it? Do you all see it over there? If you all just nod, okay. So Amru Chazal, the Chazal saying, brought us to the well-known Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom, that when Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Truma presented how to build the Mishkan, so Amar Tchila Oron V'Kelem V'Mishkan. So he started out by mentioning the Oron, then the Kelem, and at the end he mentioned the Mishkan. So Amar Lav B'Tzalel, so B'Tzalel said to him, Kelem She'ef V'Leich Anachnitim. The Kelem I'm going to do, where am I going to store them? Ela, Mishkan Oron V'Kelem. The proper order is, as appears in Parshas Kitzitza, that it first says the Mishkan and then the Oron V'Kelem. That was the Bezalel suggested to Moshe. So Omar Lul, so Moshe said to Bezalel, the failed Kel Ho Yisuvi Adapta. He played a play on his name. You must have been in the shade of Hashem that you figured this out. The Yesh L'Tzmoah, so the question is here, one of the questions. Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem Rabin Shal Nevi'im, the obvious question. Moshe Rabbeinu was the chief of all the Nevi'im. The Eich Yitzkil Bezalel Yoser Yimenu. How did Bezalel figure this out more than Moshe Rabbeinu? How did he know better? The soon, furthermore, in Shema Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishkan V'Kelim, if Moshe, as the Gemara says, had indeed heard from Hashem, Mishkan then Kelim, like the Tzel Kelo Yisrael, Moshe tells the Tzel, you must have heard this from Hashem. Loma Amar B'Hipuch, why did he present it the other way around? The Suyei Shlut Moa, another question, for Omro, when he said, Kelim She'ez Tzel Heichan Achnisein, the Kelim that I'm going to make, where am I going to store them? My kushi hizo, what kind of question is that? Yamdu bachutz, either put them outside, whether or not. Or be'ed the oil of Yatsu or Mishkan. Or put them in some tent, until they're temporary, until they make the Mishkan. V'ini shum kiddushotam, if you're worried about it, too holy for that, to put it in a shed. Alakala kelim diskachu b'shem en ha-mishka. All the kelim became holy when they were anointed with the shem ha-mishka. They did not become holy immediately as they were made. So make them, put them in storage, and when they're ready to, when the Mishkan is ready, so put the Shem HaMishkan on them, and then put them in the Mishkan. The Suyesh Ladak take another question. My Haloshon Bezel Kale. Why are they in the shade of God? Hayla Leimar should have said it, Eitzel, near Eil, or with Hashem you were. So we understand that the plan is named, but what's the deeper meaning of this? So the Taritz. Okay, we answer this question at the end, but now he wants to give an answer. He's introducing his answer. Perish ha'alshech. He's introducing the perish of al-shech, v'pasuk, and shirashirim, apirion asalo ha'melech shlom. Well, the pasuk, the king Shlom made an apirion for Hashem. Means the Beit HaMikdash. Luhu. Here's the question of the al-shech. Yesh L'tzmoa, there's a basic question, meaning Asiyat Beit HaMikdash L'shkon Shom Shechinas L'Yisbarach Shmo. The basic Beit HaMikdash where Hashem Shechina is going to rest. Halal HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim Lo Yichal Kaluhu. We know that the heavens and the heavens of heavens can't contain Hashem. U'ma Betta, there's no bayit. What's the idea of building a house? For Hashem. Achinyan hamechuvan hu. What is the basic idea of building a mishkan, a mikdash? Kol echad mi Yisrael nosan nizvasa, like we wrote in the beginning of this parasha, Vayakel, he gave his donation via Ahava Rabba, with great love, the Yir HaShamayim, for Ritzon Libo, Yir HaShamayim, the will of his heart. Umidos Eila, these mean the Tayira, the Ahava, the Haratzon, who are Mufkar Shevechol Midos Ta'adam. Those are the choices, that's the fit of all the Midos of man in his relationship to Hashem. All the holiness in the Jewish person is expressed through these midos. Yira, ahava, rotsa. The yadua, and it's known, ki biyos odom mekadesh atma v'midos eila. When a person sanctifies himself through these midos, using them properly in the davodat Hashem, mamshich ozeh al atmo hashrashkin. He causes the Shina to dwell upon himself. Ki Hashem yisparach ohev midos eila. Hashem loves these midos. Any place where you have those midos, can be yochol mitzamtei matzah. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricts himself to shayir Hashem, and that's where he dwells. If these those midos being properly enacted and expressed, that's where he chooses to be. Ach eino domek kedushas ish echad. Not the same if you have the holiness of one individual. The kedusha seiruf anoshim rabin. So the kedusha, when you have many people joined together, linin amshrochas hashrashkin akenayda the mishnah and avos. That says if you have one person learning, it's not the same as two, it's five, it's ten. The lochein siva Hashem shekel echad miyisrael yitein nitzvasa. Therefore Hashem commanded that every Jewish people should give his donation. V'nosnu kol echad meyhem v'ahava rabba hayoter efshoris. Each one of them gave his donation with the highest level possible of love that he could muster. That's what the building was built with. The Mikdash was built with nidavos that were given with the highest level of love that each individual Jew could muster. What happened is that since these midos are an expression of each Jew's kedusha, so the entire kedusha of all Klal Yisrael was channeled, funneled into this building. The nimshach memela al yidei zeh beis hamikdash. What happened is that through that, in the beis hamikdash, we had a hashrash shechina, but open hayoser noos, the hashrash shechina in the best way imaginable, shiroi lahamshich with tziruf kedushas klal yisrael. That's possible to get by combining the kedusha of all individual Jews, got together, and it all melded into the mishkan, the beis hamikdash. On Memela, what happened was, Zorach or Ahava v'Yira v'Kedusha mi-Beis HaMikdash v'Klal Yisrael. This light of love and Yira and Kedusha emanated from the Beis HaMikdash, reflected back to Klal Yisrael, because the Shekhinah was there. In the Frat, especially Ba'alosom le'Roi Sifnei Hashem, when they made Aliyah L'Rega, and they went to see Hashem, so to speak, or to be seen by Hashem, every Jewish individual upgraded his level of Kedusha because he received back from the Beis HaMikdash. All the Jews funneled all their Kedusha into the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was bounced back to them when they came to visit, especially. When they themselves added Kedusha, they then sent back their Kedusha back into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So this is a symbiotic relationship. The Jewish people started by donating all this stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. This was the condensation of all the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael into one building. And then when it exists in the Beis HaMikdash, but especially when they come there, so the Kedusha, that Kedusha that they infused in the Beis HaMikdash now gives back to the Jews. They get holier, they give back that Kedusha and increase the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a constant back and forth flow that's building up on each other. That caused the Shekhinah to dwell even more intensely in the Beit HaMikdash. Then there was even more Kedusha that was given for the Beit HaMikdash to the Jewish people. There was a constant growth, intensity. Kedusha Yisrael, Kedusha Beit HaMikdash, ad ein keis. It was constantly building on each other and constantly raising Ki Yisrael Mosiv Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash to Yisrael. Ah, Shehoy Yisrael Misalin Yosef Mitzvah Morim HaYomim. To the point where what should have been is that the Jewish people would rise to the level higher than the levels of the Malach. The Chol HaLomos Hayim Misalin Mimoyim Ad Bleak Bu. And all the world, spiritual worlds would rise with them to the end, no limit. Lule Shekilkulu Beis Hayim. Had it not been for the fact that they sinned in the meantime. V'zeo she'omar kosu kimatmiya. This is what the Al-Sheikh explains. The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim asks the question. Ha'pirion asava ha'melach Shlomo. The King Shlomo means Hashem Shlomo, means Hashem. Made a building. Me'atei ha'levonon. From trees of the Lebanon. Ma'betel ha'beitzen. What does he need wood for? V'chein ha'mudav ha'fakas. If he made his pillars from silver, if he got those dog, the base was made from gold. What does he need all this silver and gold and purple wool for? What does he need it for? What does he want of commercial care? All these things. And the Pasuk answers, Tocho Rotzov Ahava Mikdash Yerushalayim. The inside of it was inlaid with love from the daughters of Jerusalem, from Klal Yisrael, nearly Israel. Yerushalayim, what it means is, when it's talking about the externalities of all the donations that came in the Zohar, Ketet, Mechay, Yisrael, Tagraman, they meant my best, hello. This purple doesn't need it. El Bishimiyoso Rosu. In the inside it was Rosu, means Rosu Lemar, Nitzare Ahava Ukdusha Kol Ish V'Ishmi Yisrael. What happened is that everything was infused with the love and the holiness of each individual Jew. V'cha Nitzare Kanhoya Kedusha Kol Yisrael B'Yaha. This building became the kedusha of all of Klal Yisrael, like we said, was infused into this building. That's why the Shekhinah dwelled there. Because of this initial infusion of all the kedusha that all of every individual Jew can muster, he put that, so to speak, into the Tchelet Hagam, Zav-Kesef, and all that came into the Mishkan, that became the center point of all the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's where there's Baruch Hu dwelled, the Shekhinah. Put a shrine in, and that created this constant growth of the kedusha of each side. The Beit HaMikdash and the Klal Yisrael were giving to each other. Had they not sinned, this would have gone on indefinitely. Okay? Hine shaya inyan Beit HaMikdash b'shvil Yisrael nosnu bo kedusha. The issue of the Beit HaMikdash was because the Jewish people gave it kedusha. V'yisethu kedusha b'Yisrael. The Beit HaMikdash added kedusha to the Jewish people. V'chatech Yisrael bo. Then the Jews gave back to the Beit HaMikdash and increased its Kedusha. That really should have gone on without them. Now we contemplate. We know that Beit HaMikdash is basically the blueprint or something. It's like a microcosm of all the spiritual world. That's side point. V'yadua gam kein ki adam gufo olam katan. The person, man's body, is a small world. V'chein nafsho kol mikol olamos. And his soul is also a mix. It includes all the higher worlds. Memela. So it follows. Kol habichinos shemetzinu b'mishkan v'beis ha'lamit. All the concepts and ideas that we find in the Mishkan of Beit HaMikdash, Sarachlios lo Messiah, should also be expressed. Gam gufo adam ha'prati, also in the individual person's body, uve nafsho, and in his soul. V'lachen Messiah hazeh b'mitnash b'yarno mishkan, this concept of the give and take between the Beit HaMikdash and the Klal Yisrael constantly building on each other, tzrichin onu l'motzo gam gufo adam b'nafsho. We expect to find it also by a person's body and in his soul. And I said, that's the Arvinah. He mevored with Zayar Kaddish. The Beit HaMikdash is the heart of the world and the middle of the world. Gam Mishkan, the Mishkan also. Ashahoya Bamidbor, even though it was in the middle of the Lord of Mukhaim HaMikdash, it wasn't in the Harabayah. V'arnoida Midibre HaArizal, we already know in the words of the Ariz. Shebechol Makam Shahoya Machni Yisrael, Hoya Shom Eretz Yisrael. Any place where the Jewish camp was, that's where Eretz Yisrael was. We know that from the halachas, just like you had Machne Shechina, Machne Levia, Machne Yisrael in Yerushalayim and the Mishkan. because whatever Mount Yisrael was until they entered Eretz Yisrael, that was Eretz Yisrael. V'achia shel kol ha'olam. That is the life source of the entire world. The lev shel chias kol ha'guf. Just like the heart is the source of life for the entire body. V'nizeru chachmei ha'nitzuach. The people who understand it's operational, operating with what it means, they know the inner workings of the body. Ki nefesh kol basar damohu. That the soul of every person is really his blood. What happens? The whole ever va ever sheva adam, every limb that a person has, yesh bo kach v'chiyut prati ashaich lo ever. It has a certain life force and vitality that belongs to that, that relates to that limb. V'achiyut shoreh v'adam ha'ever ha'hu. The life of that limb rests in the blood as it flows through that limb. And then what happens is all the blood from all the Evarim gather back to the heart. The heart, when it gets the blood back from all the limbs, it's really taking into itself the life force of each and individual limb. Taking it back into itself. And then the heart redistributes to each limb the blood that belongs to the heart. The blood is constantly traveling in the body, like rivers that are constantly flowing. Well, the arrow should be the arrow. It means that these surgeons explain. There is a certain time limit. That all the blood in the body has to arrive at the heart, which is the source of their vitality. If you have a little bit of blood, that it missed the time limit, it didn't get into the heart for whatever reason, then that blood lost its vitality. That time limit passed. You now have dead blood, so to speak, within the body. That's how people get sick. This is the people understand how the body works. It's obviously true, right? That's how the body works. If you have blood, it doesn't get to the heart. Blood can't live. So we see then, the relationship between the body and the heart was the same as the Beit HaMikdash with the Jewish people. The Jewish people, each person inserted his life force, that means his Kedusha, into the Beit HaMikdash. Because of that, there was Kedusha shining forth from the Beit HaMikdash to each individual Jew, according to where he's holding in his Ruchnias. When they went to the Beit HaMikdash at the set intervals, and that the Beit HaMikdash then, its own Kedusha was increased. That's how the interaction between the limbs and the heart is the same thing. The limbs give up their life force to the heart, and the heart takes it and sends it back. And that's how they, right? That's how they add life to each other. And there's a certain amount of time that can't pass before the blood arrives at the heart and is sent back to the body. I'm skipping down. We also find this idea in the spiritual soul. This is like a site of a lot of drushim and sons, the machshava, that all big concepts have to be expressed in the world, in the calendar, and in the soul. The human body. The Inina Omar Khan is Barlin Yanshana. The concept mentioned here, he explained that it relates to the calendar, the Drushain of Pajus Emor. Ayansham, if Yom Kippur Shua Leib, the Iker Kalashana Kula, Yom Kippur is the heart and the Iker year, the whole year. Mitzkabeh Sevigot Kalyan, the Yom Yom Yom. It gets its chios from all the moments of the entire year and then gives it back out and rejuvenates all the moments of the coming year. Okay, just mentioning in brackets, if Yom Kippur is the heart, so we understand why Nisan is called this week Parsha, the Parsha Tachodesh, It's the Rosh. And the opposite end. Okay. Anyway, Yadua Drachmana Livagoy. Now we're talking about by the Nefesh HaAdam. We understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires the heart. But Iker Hushiyi Alev Nakim Yehurim and Mikol Ra. The main thing is that the heart should be cleansed of Yehurim and all bad things. The Mole Yirat Hashem, the Avasko Mole Rotzon. The heart should be full of Yirat Hashem, Ahavat Hashem, and full of will to do what he wants. V'amnam HaMitzvot HaMatiyos HaTuluyim B'chol Eiver of the Eiver. We have practical mitzvahs that are done with each limb. Moshe Kosev is Sefer Charedim, as Mishnah Berurah quotes it famously, Hatamu ima omur. The reason is for waste of what we said. Just like regarding a physical vitality, all the blood has to go to the heart from the limbs and back from the heart out to the limbs. So to each limb has a mitzvah that depends that it's linked to it. That is the life and the inner meaning of that the spiritual reality of that limb. Into the heart, everything, all that chiyus from all the mitzvahs of all the limbs has to be gathered into the heart. Now, a person fulfills with each limb the mitzvah that's linked to it. The year of the Ahava, the Kedusha Koroi. He mitzvah zo, that mitzvah, he kedusha osto eiver. That is how the limb is expressing its kedusha. That was given its kedusha, that is its kedusha. Memela biyot kol chiyuso nimshachim alev. When all the vitality done by the mitzvahs of the limb go into the heart, memela nitzaret ol techalev kedusha toivorim kulam. What happens is that the kedusha of all the limbs gathers into the heart, just like all the trumas of all the Jewish people gather into the Beit HaMikdash. The mitzvahs that we do with our limbs, all that kedusha gathered into the heart, the spiritual heart. V'achakav v'reach mitech alev ha'yirav v'ahava al kol v'orim kulam. And then from the heart emanates back out to the limbs. Yira and ahava kol echad v'fiyarko. Everybody according to his level. V'agidei zeh nitzvatev koyach v'kedusha v'alev v'aver. And that, through that, there's koyach and in spiritual force and kedusha is added to each limb. You get more of a desire to do mitzvahs. It's increased because it gets back sent to the heart, and the heart sends back. It upgrades it. Just like the Beit HaMikdash sent it back out to the Jewish people, its own kedusha. And the more you add, limbs add in fulfilling the mitzvahs, the more their kedusha in the heart is, the shum nitzvasei od. And it gets sent back out, and the constant building on each other. Through this, a person can rise from one level to the next. Ad ein erech b'kitzva. Limitless. As long as you don't sin. If you sin, then you cut that mitzvah. Right? You cut that process, just like with the Beit HaMikdash. It should have happened that it's constantly growing. If they sin, so they brought it back down. Mamish in a Mishkan in Klal Yisrael. This is exactly the concept of the Mishkan with Klal Yisrael. Shamishkan Lev HaOlam. The Mishkan is the heart of the world. Nitsa is what we can take out of this parasha. Mitzvah Tatsharuma Leheges Bechol Man. Bechol Odom Proti. The mitzvah to donate to the Beit HaMikdash applies all the time, in every era, and for every individual Jew. Just like the general truma is taken, so that all the kedusha of every Jew should gather into one place. Like we said, that's what it means. The entire, the inside of all the donations was inlaid with the love of Kari Yisrael for Hashem. That is so too by the person's individual truma. What is that? By fulfilling the mitzvahs that are dependent on each and every limb, all the kedusha of all limbs gather into the heart. What happens? The heart becomes full of will and yiras Hashem. And that adds koyach and desire for the limbs to do more. The Hainu Mitzvah Bereres Mitzvah. That's what it means mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Because of this constant growth, right? This given, it's not a give and take, it's a give and give between the heart and the limbs and the other way around. Uchumai hadam, right here, what you see now on the top. Uchumai hadam magufniyin, just like by the physical blood. Shabi'ana, that we explain, sha'asr lavr olav shaktsuva shalayava alayv. There's a certain time limit that the blood cannot go without being sent to the heart. Kach inyin zed. The same thing with kina mitzvah. Vamarim tazveni yon. He says, if you leave me for a day, I'll leave you for two. Ki pamid sarich ha'odom l'kayin be'evarav ha'mitzvah tashayachim. A person should always have to be consistent about fulfilling with his limbs the mitzvahs that relate to that limb when they are meant to be fulfilled. Kidei she'yitzvachtev kedusha ba'lev, so that you get the needed influx of holiness into the heart. V'yidrach ev oro alayvorim. And then it shines its spiritual light back to the limbs. Mash'enkin sh'oizei v'yerushalem, if you leave, let a whole day go by. We know this from tefillin, right? If you leave one day without tefillin, k'pashayitol gufan. Because of the importance of those, the head and the heart have to be connected every single day. Yeah? Obviously. V'lo nizrach kedusha yiseir mitoicha leif, if you didn't have this extra kedusha given from the heart, then the second day, inchum k'nech v'chiyus leivorim l'kayim mitzvah. The limbs don't have any more vitality to fulfill the mitzvot. You need a new spark. The heart cannot shine its kedusha on the yavarim. You need some new spark from the outside. Okay. We have about 15 minutes. I don't know how much time we're going to get through. How much we're going to get through his answer. And just now I'm just going to summarize the next two pieces that we gave time to get to his answer. Where we're holding now is, he wants to know, where does the cycle start? Where does the cycle start? Does it start from the heart or start from the limbs? This relationship between the heart and the limbs, where does it start from? So obviously in the Beit HaMikdash it started with the Jewish people, but what about future Doros? What happens there? So he says it's really a machlokes. He ties it to a machlokes, whether how was man created, from his head or from his heart, how was the world created, from the middle or from the outside. And he says, we're on the top of the page now. The Eilu Agimel Pluktos, these three machlokesim hang, Oshon, means Olam Shon Nefesh. Upligi, the machlokes is, in my Kolam Ilevo Mimeivorim, does the beginning of a thing's vitality, does it come from the heart, or does it come from the limbs? The Chamuvan, obviously, Yishem Shehoya Habriya, Nihitzcha Lashpia V'mitzchilo, just like at the point of creation, the question is, what was the first thing to give the influx of Kedusha, Kach Mestavr, Shatar Flios, HaNogit Hamid. Makes sense, that's what it always has to be. V'amnam Yezua, Kibbutzai, Shneyem Ems. Says Arvi Nachal, when you have Machlekesim like this, they're both true. Kamavur, Bekitzvei HaRizal. V'achinami, Leninida, and Didan, when it comes to our issue, what comes first? Do the Leiv give to the Yevarim, or the Yevarim give to the Leiv? Shneyem Ems. They're both true. They control their heart. For us, that means he does with his heart whatever he wants. He can tilt it any way he wants. The Rishayim are under the control of their heart. Right? They don't listen. They're not attuned to spirituality. So for them, they can't do a mitzvah properly. They can't do a mitzvah infused with the kedusha that's meant to come from the heart. Only here and there. There's some inspiration that comes to the heart on its own. You have that. All of a sudden you get inspired with nothing, kivyachol. It's like, somehow. That light of his iris now shine a little bit on the Yevarim, of Yochol Lassos Beivorim in the Mitzvah. Now you can do a Mitzvah properly with your Yevarim. Okay. Ba'derech Da'amul Chazal, along these lines, Chazal say, Rishor Meleim Charot, it says the Rishor are full of regret. He's a prokim sometimes, Megel Levo Yisairus. They get inspired to do something, the heart is inspired. V'il Hoyenechaz Bacharot of Yisairus Zeh. If he would have grabbed on to that charotah, that regret, and he's inspired. In that way, Shemiyad Shizrach Iris Arazele Varim, as soon as that light spreads from the heart to the limbs. Yatatechef mitzvah to meivarim. You right away do a mitzvah with the limbs. Mizeh yichnas yoteris oiris laleiv. Then you can inspire the heart. Yitzachshuv yoteris laleivarim. It'll again go back to the limbs. V'chein la'olam k'omer. That would constantly happen. Meaning, go on. Hayagam came toiv. That would also be good. Vachshayah calls the madriga tam. It would be on a low level. And you have to start, so to speak, from scratch. Okay. Al-Kapan, these are the two mahalim. You have some people who their heart is attuned, it's all set, they're tzaddikim, so they're Eivarim, are ready to go. It starts from the Eivarim. Right? And you have people, no, that have to start from the heart. Okay? Now I'm going to start from where it says on the top of the, on the line, the second line, the starts chesed over here, the left, where it says the fifth word, Ba'alev hu mishkan beis hamikdash. The heart is the mishkan beis hamikdash. Uklei hamasa, and the klei hamasa, the hainu ha'evorin, and klei sharish nimsham shodem hamikdash. The klei hamasa are, meaning the kelim beis hamikdash, are the limbs, which are the klei sharish that they use in beis hamikdash. Kach ha'evorin, so to the limbs, and b'chinat klei sharish, are the service utensils, shem kelim, shem v'sharisim, bohem la'ashem. Okay? So, we have this idea of this utterance between the lev and the Eivarim, which comes first, it could be either or. So too, when it comes to the Mishkan and the Kalim, the Mishkan is the heart, the Kalim is the Eivarim, which one comes first, you see where this is heading, it could be either or, depends where you're holding. If you're on a high level, so then, the Eivarim comes first, because you can just right away drive your lev, the Kedushin lev, you send it right to the Eivarim, ready to go. Or, no, that's the start from the lev. You need this iris from the lev. Okay? Fine. Now, how does this relate to Moshe Rabbeinu and B'Tzalel? Vina Yadua, ki kol Nevi'in nisnabu b'choy. All Nevi'in, when they're Nevi'in, it says kol, they see more or less. It's not a clear vision. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Shinisnabi b'zeh adobar. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Nevi'in b'zeh adobar. Skip a line. Third line that you see. When it's Boyer Inyan, we've already explained. The Nevi'im were in this world. And the Nevi'ah came down to them from the heavens to where they were. They couldn't handle it, and it's Fatul Husheim. Their senses were gone when they had a Nevi'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu did not get the Nevi'ah sent down to him while he was on this earth. He went up. Where that idea came from, he went up there. Okay? You can skip a little bit. Right at the end of the page, you see, that's what we say. Me, Olam Amora, and Simchatar, Moshe Olam Amora. Famous story, famous song. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one. Nobody went to the heavens. He went all the way to the heavens to hear what Kadosh Baruch Hu had to say. Okay? Skip a little bit. So he says like this. V'lochem. I'm skipping a little bit. We'll get it from what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom sh'ol Hashem k'om. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem. V'hitzig ha'asog av kasher yibim k'ayma. He accepts things the way it is in the beginning, the way it all started. So that's like it started. He started with the limbs, which are the klei sharis. Because he was holding at the real, at the highest levels of Nivu, which parallel the high level of the tzaddik. He accepts like other Nivians. It means that they see a reverse. They see like a negative, or the reverse. He understood that if you're starting from down here, it's on the lower level. It has to start from the heart. Where can I put the kelim? Where am I going to put them in? If it's the parallel to the human being, you can't just do the kelim without the lev. You have to have the lev. But if there's no lev, meaning we're coming from the master, the situation of down here, or the world down here, there's no way. They have to start, you have to start, so I'm just going to start the Eivarim with no way. I can't do that. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? The way I chat the Nebuah down here, you have to start from the left. You're in the shade of Hashem. Your comprehension is from the place where it came down. It's not what the way you see it up here. It's the reverse. It's the negative. It's the way you perceive it down there. Up there, it's a totally different perspective. The way you see it down here, that's like a shade. If you understood that you have to put the Mishkan first, the wave is first. Therefore, I said the Kalim first, then the Mishkan, because where I'm seeing things like the level of the highest tzaddik, the way it is in Shemayim, where you could start from the Evarim and then come back to the Mishkan. Okay? So the takeaway from this. It's very, very chashuv. The takeaway from this is that it's not some forgotten idea, this concept of Truma HaMishkan. It's something that we have to enact in our, it's really in Avodat Hashem. In Avodat Hashem. That all Klal Yisrael put all their Kedusha, all their lathe into the Truma, so too we have to put all the lathe we have into the mitzvahs that we do. The mitzvahs can't be done detached without any lathe. The mitzvahs don't have detached without any lathe. The Talmud is saying, I have nowhere to put this Kalim. There's nowhere to put them. You have to start from the lathe. You have to start from the lathe. Yeah. If you do that, if you chop any Isiris you can get now, especially you have a Nisan is the whole beginning of the whole everything. It's for sure a time with a tremendous Isiris. Like at the beginning of the spring, every beginning, every start of something is a tremendous Isiris in the lathe. They can chop now to do the mitzvahs, the Ivarim, the mitzvahs, and start a process of growth for Hashem that will continue on growing and growing and growing, growing more and more, just like the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Mishkan was constantly growing and growing. Yeah, and then Hashem will be zeichet through that growing of our connection between our lev and the Ivarim, and the connection between our mitzvahs and our lev. The mitzvahs and Ivarim, the mitzvahs that we do with our limbs, and the connection with our heart. Will be zeiche to give the emes trumas hamishkan. Will be zeiche to have trumas that we can give to the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash with the hag of the year of Eretzayim. Will be zeiche v'nisan nikalu v'nisan asidin ligoil. We'll have a geula shleima with our real trumas and the real Beis Hamikdash. Will be zeiche. That's it. Won't be any more averus to stop it. Will be zeiche to go mechayil ochoyil yeroi elalikim b'tziyoy. Will be zeiche to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, ayin ve'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem siyam. We'll see it with our own eyes, and we'll restart a relationship that will continue growing forever and ever in our love for Hashem and Hashem for us, and our kedusha that we get from the Beit Hamikdash and the kedusha we give to the Beit Hamikdash will grow the binyan adei ad.
All right.